This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Well, speaking of lights in the darkness, one arts company has for years been enlightening, entertaining, and engaging the San Francisco public through another form of artistic expression, live theater. The purpose of Golden Thread Theater Company is to bring Middle Eastern literature, folklore, and current events center stage. Plays tackle issues as serious as terrorism and the Patriot Act, and as light as folk tales featuring animals and wise fools. Iranian-American writer and playwright Toranj Yeghi Azarian founded Golden Thread in 1996. I asked her what inspired her to start the company.
So I chose to direct a production. It was an adaptation of a Greek comedy, an ancient Greek comedy, Lysistrata, where women go on a sex strike to force men to sign a peace treaty. And in my adaptation, it was Palestinians and Israelis with the Iranians in the background playing around that came together to sign a peace treaty. So, and I wanted the name of a theater company on the production. So I was reading a lot of Greek myths and Greek stories. I came across the myth of Ariadne, where she gives a golden thread to Theseus so that he can find his way back through the labyrinth. And it resonated with me because I tend to get lost all the time. And for me, theater, in a way, is a way to find my way through life.
So let's talk about these plays that you've been presenting to audiences here in San Francisco. Give me some examples of those kind of plays that really you think maybe possibly change their minds about either the Near East or South or Asia or the Middle East or people from there.
Well, I think plays by Yusuf El-Gindi, for example, since 9/11, he began writing plays specifically that deal with the aftermath of the Patriot Act and the loss of privacy and the sort of ethnic profiling that happened. So a play like Back of the Throat, where an Arab-American writer is targeted by government agents, and kind of very simple elements, decorative elements in his apartment are perceived as evidence of him being, you know, a Muslim fundamentalist or Islamic fundamentalist. So, and the really tragic outcome that has for this, you know, young man. Similarly,
Language Rooms.
Language Rooms is, again, a similar character, a young Arab-American man who is actually working for Homeland Security as a so-called translator. And it's interesting, the job of a translator, in fact, is to interrogate. And to successfully interrogate, it may require torture. And so that's all part of the job of the translator. And when this young man comes face-to-face with his own father as someone who's brought in for questioning, that really brings up a variety of questions and issues about, you know, immigration, the hopes, his father's hopes for him, and then where he is ultimately end up. And so then that is an extremely powerful play that, you know, it really questions what being an American is in many ways.
Okay, so let's talk about What Do the Women Say?
Yay.
Who came up with this idea, and what is it?
The idea really is to highlight Middle Eastern women, and that is a response to the very negative perceptions that dominate popular media about Middle Eastern women, about their ability to express themselves, about their experience. Yes, there are, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, that yes, it's true that there are Middle Eastern women who are oppressed. That is a fact. But A, that's not unique to the Middle East, and B, there are many who are courageous, who are active, who are leading their communities, and they need to be, you know, they need to be highlighted. Their efforts need to be highlighted.
Okay, so your company now has really grown, and you have branched out of doing just theater to spoken word performances. You have educational programs for children throughout the Bay Area. What do those do that a play doesn't do? Or what is your larger mission?
So our education program came out of community demands, really, because as friends and audience members were having children, they kept asking us for family programming. They kept asking us for children classes, theater classes for their children, for performances for their children. And they value theater as a way to connect their kids to their heritage.
Can you give me an example of one of the little stories told, for example, to the children?
Well, right now we just wrapped up the tour of Nasreddin's magnificent journey to Samarkand. Nasreddin is a comic character, a wise fool, well known in Turkey, Iran, Central Asia, and also in the Arab world. He's known as Hoja or Nasreddin Hoja. In Iran, we call him Mullah Nasreddin.
In Sudan, we call him Joha.
Joha.
We switch it around.
Yes, it's the same. It's the same character. And so as you know, there are many, many fables and stories and sayings that Nasreddin has. So we've compiled a bunch of these and created a 30-minute performance. And what's fun about Nasreddin's story is that, you know, it brings... So we have a scene where he goes to Damascus and he goes to a caravanserai and there's a goat and there's, you know, they're just like things that you might stereotypically associate with the Middle East. At the same time, you know, he has this, his favorite donkey that they travel together. And then when the donkey so-called dies, he goes to a donkey mechanic shop. And just like a car mechanic, the donkey gets repaired and fixed up. And that was a scene that was improvised by the actors. And the kids love it.
And so, what does that do?
Well, that makes the Middle East accessible. And it makes you like it. It makes you not be afraid of it. And if you're from the Middle East and you're a 5-year-old, it makes you proud to be of that region, right? So it's huge. It's huge.